Hello and welcome to the third and final video in this three-part series designed to show you how to create your first Windows Store app. In this video, Page Control Objects and Navigation, we'll migrate our app to use the Navigation App Template and Page Control Objects, and we'll add an app bar to navigate between pages using the WinJS Navigation Service. Step 1. Create a new navigation app in Visual Studio. First, let's launch Microsoft Visual Studio Express 2012 for Windows 8. We can do that just from the start page by typing the letter V, S, and we filter it down, we see VS Express for Windows 8, and go ahead and click that to open it. From here, let's select File, New Project, which will open up the New Project dialog. On the left pane, make sure you have JavaScript Windows Store templates listed, and select the Navigation App, and under Name, what we're going to do is call this Hello World with Pages. And let's just set that project name, Hello World with Pages. Now with that selected, make sure that Create Directory for Solution is also unchecked, and save wherever you'd like, and go ahead and click OK. Now let's select the Solution Explorer, and just take a second to walk through the files that Visual Studio has added to our project. Let's expand the Pages folder, and we see that we have a Home Page Control. These three files define a page control for the app's homepage. A page control is made up of an HTML page, a JavaScript file, and a CSS file. A page control is a modular unit of HTML, CSS, and JavaScript that can be navigated to like an HTML page or used as a custom control. You can use page control objects to split up a larger app into smaller, more manageable portions. And under our JS folder, we have a new file named navigator.js. This file provides the page control navigator helper class that you can use to display page control objects and navigate between them. You don't need it to display a page control, but it can make using and navigating between them easier. Now let's actually jump into our default.html page. So select it and double click it to open it. And I'll zoom out and just set our magnification here to 140%. And we'll full screen this. And for readability, I'll just add a line break here so we can see what's going on. Just like our last Hello World project, we have HTML tag, and in our head tag, we have references to style sheets and JavaScript files that are the WinJS references, as well as ones that are unique to this page, which is the default.js and navigator.js, as well as the default CSS style sheet. Now what's different here is in our body, we have a div that is a content host for the page control navigator control. And the page control navigator control loads our home.html page and acts as a container for any of those HTML page controls. Let's exit out of full screen mode and just run this by hitting F5. And even though it's not obvious, the app is actually showing both the default.html page, which is this outside Chrome, and inside that div, we're actually hosting the home.html code. This is similar to, say, using an iframe to display an HTML page inside another HTML page. Now let's Alt-Tab, back to Visual Studio, and click Stop. And next we're going to import a lot of the code from our Hello World app. Step 2, copy your HTML and CSS content from your Hello World app. In our default.html page, we'll put any code that we want to be present no matter which page of the app we're displaying. And we'll use page controls, like the home.html page control, for content that makes up an individual screen in the app. Let's go to the Solution Explorer, select home.html, and just go ahead and double click it to open it. And I'll zoom in here real quick. And let's full screen this. And just like before, we have references to JavaScript and CSS files that are the WinJS references, as well as our own custom CSS and JavaScript files that are for home.css, as well as default.css, and our own home.js that would include code that is specific to the home HTML page. In our body, notice that we have a header tag. The page header includes a back button for backwards navigation and a title area, which is that H1 title. The template contains code that automatically enables the back button when you can navigate backwards. The button won't be visible until we add a second page and navigate there, and that button allows you to navigate back to the last page. Underneath the header, we have a section, and that's where our main content's gonna go. So what we're gonna do is open the Hello World project from the previous step. And in Solution Explorer, go ahead and double-click default.html file to open it. We'll zoom in a bit here. And what we want to do is just take everything inside this body and copy and paste it directly into our home.html file. So I'm going to switch back to Hello World within Pages. And within here, I'm going to select Paste. The first thing we're going to do is start with our H1 tag. Select all the text, and hit Control X. Now, since we already have an H1 for our header, let's just replace this text with the text that we want, which is our Hello World text, and we can actually get rid of this H1 tag. And since home.html already has a main content section, we can actually delete this div and its matching div. And let's just select all this text within the section and select format selection. And we'll just quickly clean up our code. Now that we're done updating the body, we do need to update our CSS because we are using the light style. So just go up to the WinJS references, and where you see UI dark, we're going to replace with UI light.css. Now switch back to your original Hello World project, and under CSS, open your default.css file, and I'll just make this a little larger. And what we want to do is reuse this style and hit Control C to copy, and switch back to your Hello World with Pages project and select the home.css file. I'll zoom in and just double click that. Let's just zoom in here. And let's paste our greeting output style directly into the CSS. Let's go ahead and run and see what we've done so far. So there we see our UI, and we've recreated the UI from our last project. Next, we're going to add interactivity by copying our Hello World event handlers. Let's switch back to Visual Studio and click Stop. Step 3, copy your event handlers. In Solution Explorer, let's now select home.js to open up the JavaScript file. And I'll zoom in here. And you'll notice this page is much shorter, and that's because the default.js file already handles activation and core app logic. Each page control only needs to contain logic for the page itself. Now what you'll notice here is we're using the pages.define method in winjs.ui to define our home.html page control. And this method takes two parameters. The first is the URI to the actual page, home.html, and then any functions we want to declare in our home.js file. You might notice that the code doesn't include a call to winjsui.processAll. That's because the page control calls it for you automatically. And by the time the ready function executes, winjs.ui.processAll has already been called and has completed its processing. Let's switch in Visual Studio back to our Hello World project, and under JS in Solution Explorer, go ahead and just double click on default.js to open it. And I'll just increase the font size here and full screen this. And what we want to do is scroll to the bottom and take all of our event handlers that we added before, including our button click handler, our rating change, and our name input change event handlers. So I'm going to select these three functions. With those three, I'll click copy, and then go to your Hello World with Pages, and back in our home.js file, so under our ready function, let's hit Control V to paste our code in, and we'll scroll up. And now remember, when we use the pages.define method, it includes the URL and all the members of this page. So what we need to do is define all of these functions as member types. So we're going to change the syntax of each of these, just like we did with ready, where we declared the name and then the function. We'll add a comma here and then declare our next member. And our next member will be button click handler. So I'm going to cut the function keyword and say button click handler is the name, and then its type is a function. And I'm just going to select all of the code here. To make this a little easier to read, I'll just indent it. So now we've declared a member called button click handler that's a function. And we need to do the same thing with our other function, so let's just do that. We need to add a comma separator between each member that we're declaring. And let's do the last one, which is this name input changed. So I'll just cut the name input changed, colon, and I'm declaring it as a function. And now let's select all the text and click tab to make it really clear that all this code belongs to that function. Now we need to attach our event handlers. Let's scroll up, and what we're going to do this time is declare them all within this ready function. The ready function is called after the page control has automatically called winjs.ui.processAll for us. So what we're going to do is switch back to your Hello World project. What we're going to do is scroll up, and we're within our onActivated method. And inside there, we're inside the completed function that gets executed after processAll. Now let's select all of this code, all the way up to and before restore app data, because we're going to do that in our next step. So just take everything up to restore app data and hit Control C to copy and switch back to your Hello World with Pages project and add this within your Ready function. I'll just hit a line break. I'll hit Control V to paste. Now if we try and run our application just by F5 or run here, we should get an error. And if we look at this error, what it's telling us is rating change is undefined. And what's going on is it can't find that method. And what we need to do, let me just click break and stop, is go back to our add event listener and make sure that we are using the this syntax. And I'll just say this dot to make sure that we have the right reference to rating change. And we'll do this for all of our event handlers. This dot button click handler, and you should be able to see it. This dot name input changed. With that change, let's click F5 or run. Our page loads, and let's say somebody special. We'll click say hello. And now let's try the rating control. I'll set 3 as an item, and we see that our event handler popped up, and we had that div value of 3. The next thing we need to do is restore the app state when the user launches it. So let's click Alt-Tab back to Visual Studio and click Stop. And we'll start step 4, restoring the app state. Switching back to our Hello World project, you'll remember we had 2 types of app state to restore. We had the username and the rating, and both of those were saved in roaming settings. Now we restored this state regardless of how the app was shut down. For the personalized greeting, that if we scroll down back to our button click handler, we'll see that we're saving this to a session state property that we created called greeting output. And we only restore this state if the app was successfully terminated the last time it ran. So the first thing we're going to do is scroll back up to where we see restore app data. And go ahead and select restore app data and restore the username and the rating. And we're going to copy that to our clipboard using Control C. And now let's switch back to the Hello World with Pages project. And as you can see up here, we're within the home.js file. And within the ready function at the very bottom, after the name input, we're going to copy and paste our code here. And now without making any other modifications, we're able to restore both the username and the greeting rating value. Now we only want to restore the personalized greeting if the app was successfully terminated the last time it ran. Unfortunately, our page control doesn't provide a built-in way for us to check the app's previous execution state. That info is provided on the onActivated event handler in our default.js file. And in Solution Explorer, under the JS folder, go ahead and double-click default.js. And I'm going to zoom into 140% to make this a little easier to read. And within default.js, go to the Add Event Listener for Activated. What we're going to do is save the app's previous execution state in the session state object by building our own custom property so that our page control can access it. So what we'll do is just add a new line here, and I'll add a quick comment here that says we're going to save the previous execution state. So let's get a reference to our session state by saying winjs.application.sessionstate. And from here, we'll add a new property named previous execution state equals. And I'll just add a line break to make it a little easier to follow. And we're going to set this to args.detail.previousexecutionstate. And I'll hit Control C to copy this and just set that value. Great, now that we have the previous execution state, let's switch over to the home.js file. What we're going to do is at the very end here, I'm going to add a new line break, and we're going to add some code to be able to read that session state value. We'll add our comment here and say, if the app was terminated last time it ran, what we want to do is restore the personalized greeting. Let's add an if to compare the session state information. So first, let's get the winjs.application.sessionstate. And if you remember, we called our value previous execution state. And now let's compare this to Windows. And I just added a line break to make this a little easier to read. Windows.applicationModel.activation. Dot application execution state, and we're looking for the terminated state. Now let's add some code, and we're going to read the greeting output from session state, and we'll just put it into a variable called output value. And just like before, winjs.application.sessionstate, and this time we called it greeting output, and we're going to set the greeting output dot inner text for this div equal to that output value. So let's review what we've done. In our default.js file, we saved the previous execution state to a session state variable. And what we're going to do is see if the application execution state has been terminated, and if it has, what we'll do is read the session state greeting output value and set it to the inner text of this div. Let's exit out of full screen and click F5 to run this. And notice our roaming settings for our username and our rating reloaded our data. Let's click the Say Hello button, and there we see our greeting output. I'm going to switch back to Visual Studio and click Suspend and Shut Down. Suspend and shut down here. And let's run it again, and let's see if our session state loads. And there we see our Hello Somebody Special value. And at this point, we've duplicated the functionality we had in our original Hello World app. Let's switch back to Visual Studio and go ahead and click Stop to stop our application. And in our next step, we'll show how you can actually navigate between pages. Step 5, add another page. Let's switch to our Solution Explorer, and what we want to do is under Pages, we're going to add a new folder. So by convention, we should be adding a new folder for each of these different page controls. So with Pages selected, select Add, and select New Folder. And what we're going to do is name this Page 2. Now with Page 2 selected, right-click and select Add New Item. Select the Page control, and let's replace the name at the bottom with page2.html. And with that, let's select Add. And switching back to Solution Explorer, you'll notice that within Page 2, we've added the CSS, HTML, and JavaScript file. Now that we've created a new page, in the next step, we're going to learn how to navigate to it. Step 6, use the Navigate function to move between pages. In Solution Explorer, expand the Home folder, and what we're going to do is just double-click the home.html file to open it. Now let's scroll down in our page to the very bottom, and here, and I'll just add a comment here, and we'll say this is going to be a hyperlink to page2.html. Let's add just a new paragraph for our link. We'll say a href equals, and we'll do a reference to pages, page2.html. Let's call this go to page 2. So let's exit full screen and just run this, and let's see what happens. We do see our hyperlink. Let's go ahead and click it. However, there's a problem. The app actually performed a top-level navigation, meaning instead of replacing home.html with page 2, it actually replaced the default Chrome to page2.html. So let's switch back to Visual Studio, and we'll show how we can use the page control navigator control to perform this type of navigation fairly easily. So the first thing we're going to do is switch to our home.js file. Just double-click here to make sure that it's open. And let's scroll to the very bottom. And let's add a new member here. And let's make sure to add a comma first. And we're going to call this link click event handler. And this will be a function that takes event info. The first thing we're going to do is in event info, we're going to call prevent default. This will prevent the default link behavior, which is navigating directly to the specified page. The next thing we want to do is actually get that link from the target. So we'll say event info.target. And from here, we're going to use the WinJS navigation navigate function. And I'll just show that, WinJS, under navigation. And you'll see that we have a navigate function here. We'll pass in our link and the href from our hyperlink. So just to recap, we built a little function that prevents the default link behavior. We get the hyperlink from the event info, and then we're going to navigate to the href for that hyperlink. So let's scroll all the way back up to our ready function again. And in our ready function, go ahead and just add a new line break, and what we're going to do is use the WinJS utility query to listen to hyperlink queries and add a click event handler that points to our link click event handler. We're going to be using winjs.utilities.query. We're going to be querying for the anchor tags here. And what we want to listen to is the click event for all of these anchor tags. And when there's a click event, what we'll do is fire our this.linkClickEventHandler. And we'll say false for use capture. And we'll take this to full screen so you can see it a little better. So what this will do for any hyperlinks that are clicked, we'll actually fire our link click event handler. The nice thing about this approach is that it'll work for any number of links on the page. And even though right now we only have one link, with this approach we could add more links and we wouldn't have to change any of our code. So let's go ahead and just click F5 or run our app here. We'll click our hyperlink, which will fire that link click event handler. We should see our welcome to page 2 and our ability to use the back button to now navigate between these two pages. In our next step, we're going to add an app bar for additional navigation. So let's go back to Visual Studio and click stop, and we'll start step 7, add an app bar for additional navigation. Now our app contains several pages. The question is, where should we put our app bar? If our app bar contains commands that should be available to every page, you should be adding it to the default.html page, since that is the container page that would be navigating to all these different page controls. Now, if your app bar is different from page to page, you can define a different app bar in each of your page control objects. And you can, of course, combine both techniques and define a central app bar in default.html, and then modify it as you load different page control objects. So what we're going to do is create a simple app bar that lets the user navigate between home.html and page2.html. And we'll define that in our default.html page. So in Solution Explorer, find default.html, and just double-click the file to open it. We'll full screen the file, and notice that we already have a div defined that's commented out for an app bar. Let's select the commented code, and I'm going to use a keyboard shortcut, Ctrl-K-U, to uncomment that. And just with that done, let's go ahead and run and see our app bar. So to show our app bar, just right-click, and you'll see that we have our placeholder command that doesn't actually do anything. Let's go back to Visual Studio, and let's format that app bar. Now let's customize the first app bar button. I'm just going to hit a line break here, and we're going to set some different options. Now our first button is going to be our home button, so let's just call that home button. And let's set a couple different properties here. The label, that can just be home, and the icon. And there's several pre-built icons. I'm going to use the home icon, but you can of course use the pre-built ones or your own PNGs. And I'm going to delete type of button here. We're going to put this all within the data win options. So we'll add, let me just add a line break, and we'll do a section. We want the section to be global. And we also want to set a tooltip property. And we'll set this to go to the home page. And finally, we'll redeclare that this is a button type. And for readability, I'll just put that in another line. And we'll just kill this line break. Now for simplicity, I'm going to copy paste this button directly under our home button. And let me just format this selection. Now this button is going to be used to navigate to the page 2 button. So we'll just say page 2 button. Let's set the label equal to page 2. We'll use the page icon. The global section is fine, and we'll say now go to page 2. And type of button is fine as well. Now that we have our two buttons, let's add a horizontal rule or HR tag. Just set HR. And now we need to set two things here. The data win control to an app bar command and the data win options that lets it know it's a type separator. So let's set the data win control. And what we'll do is set that to an app bar command. And the next thing we want to do is set that win options. So we'll do the same thing here, data win options. And from here, we're going to set a couple different properties. Let's first set the type. And this is going to be a type of separator. And the section is going to be global. And let's make sure we just have an end tag here. Now, one last thing we want to change with our app bar is to have our app bar placement be in the top, Now, by default, our app bar is going to be set to the bottom. But in the guidelines and checklist for app bars that are used for navigation should appear at the top. So what we're going to do is change the property for our app bar and set the placement to top. And what we're going to do here is, just like we did before, our data win options, we're going to set this equal to placement of top. Placement colon top. Now that we've declared our app bar, let's go ahead and style it, and I'll hit Shift-Alt-Enter. And in Solution Explorer, expand the CSS folder and double-click the default.css file to open it. And I'll increase our zoom to make it a little easier to read. And at the top of our default.css, we're going to add a style for our app bar. So we'll just say app bar, and let's just define the style. And what we'll do is set the background color. Now let's set the background color property. And what we're going to do is set a hexadecimal value here. You do see you get a color picker, that's kind of nice. But I want to set 03ABE2. And this will change the background color of our app bar div. Let's switch back to our default.js file. So to do that, in Solution Explorer, expand the JS folder and double-click default.js. And after the activated event handler, let's just collapse that. Go ahead and add some line breaks here, because we're going to be adding two functions to be able to handle those app bar button click events. Let's declare our first function. That's going to be our go to home page. And that's going to pass in an event info. And like we did before, we're just going to call the navigate method here, winjs.navigation.navigate. And from here, we're just going to pass in a path. And let's set that path as /pages/home/home.html to go back to our home page. Now let's add another function called goToPage2. Just like before, we're going to receive an event info for the signature. And within here, what I can do is just copy-paste our WinJS navigation code, and we'll simply change the path that we're going to. Instead of home, we're going to be going to page2, and we'll call this page2.html. Now, at the very top of our page, just after the WinJS navigation, we're going to create a couple of variables for the navigation buttons. So let's add a quick comment, create variables for the navigation buttons. And let's call these var home button and page two button. And what we're going to do is go into our activated event handler and set those values. So let's expand the activated event handler, and we'll full screen this. And what we're going to do is scroll down to our promise after process all, and we're going to add a little bit of code here that sets the app bar values. And first, let's retrieve the app bar. So let's just add a comment, retrieve the app bar. And we'll get this into an app bar variable. And what we're going to do is use what we typically do, getElementById, to get the div for the app bar. But inside the div, what we want is the win control. Now what we're going to do is attach event handlers to the command buttons. So first let's get a reference to the home button. We declared a home button variable already, and we'll say this is an app bar dot get command by ID. Command by ID. And if you remember, we called this command home button. And for our home button, we'll add an event listener. And this event listener is going to be our click event. And we're going to tell it to execute the goToHomePage function. We'll just pass in false. Now we're going to be doing the same thing for the page2 button. So we'll just copy and paste here. And we'll call this page2 button instead. And the ID we're going to be getting is the page2 button ID. Let's make sure to update this page2 button as well. And for the click event, for the page2 button, what we want to do is go to the goToPage2 function that we wrote earlier. Let's just quickly review what we've done. Within our process all, after it runs, what we're going to do is get a reference to our app bar control and make sure to get the win control. And then what we're going to do is use the get command by ID to get reference to those home buttons and add a click event listener that calls our functions that we wrote earlier. Now that we've wired up our event handlers, let's go ahead and click F5 and run our app. If we right-click, you'll notice obviously a couple things. Our app bar is blue based on the CSS style we defined, we have a horizontal rule, and we have two buttons. Let's click page 2, and you'll notice our page automatically goes to page 2, and click our home page, and we're able to go back to our home page. Now we're almost done. The one thing you may notice is while we're on the home page, we can still click the home page to navigate back to the home page. Let's add some code to disable the navigation buttons when they don't do anything useful. One easy way to update the button is to use the navigated event. Let's switch back to Visual Studio and click stop. Now in our default.js file, in the JS folder, go ahead and double click that to make sure that we're editing within the right file. And I'll just full screen this. And what we're going to do is add a navigate handler function. And let's collapse the add event listener by clicking here. And after I go to page 2, we're going to add one more function called navigated handler. So let's add that. And our navigated handler takes an event info. And what we're going to do within here is use a couple of if statements to read the event info detail location to see if we're on the home page. And if we're on the home page, disable the button. Similarly, if we're on the page 2 page, disable that button. So let's add that first. We'll add if event info dot detail dot location equals, and now we're going to point to our pages, home.html for our first test. And if that's true, remember we have our home button that we declared at the very top. We'll say home button.disabled equals true. Similarly, we should make sure that page 2 disabled equals false. And the reason we want to do that is because we're going to be toggling the disabled values between true and false for both. Now we're going to be doing the exact same thing here, so I'm going to copy here and say else and paste. This time what we want to do is make sure that we are within the page 2 file, so I'm just going to copy that path to make sure to get it right. So if our location is within page 2, we're going to swap these. We're going to set this equal to false and this one equal to true. So just to recap here, our navigated handler, depending on the location, we're going to be disabling buttons or enabling buttons. Now we need to wire this up using add event listener. And to do that, what we're going to do is go into the activated add event listener and expand this and find the process all. So we have the promise that we know this code is going to run. And this is where we're going to add the method to be able to call our function. And what we're going to do is just between the page 2 and the nav.location, we're going to call an add event listener on navigation. So we'll say winjs.navigation.addEventListener. And we'll call this navigated. So that's the event that we want to listen to. And this is where we're going to call our navigated event handler, called navigated handler. And we'll just say false here. Now that we've wired the event handler, let's go ahead and click F5 and run here. And what you'll notice is when I click the app bar, it's grayed out depending on the page. So if I'm on the home page, this is grayed out. I click page 2, and notice the page 2 app bar is grayed out. I can't click on it. The home page is active, and you'll see that we're toggling which page that we can actually navigate to. Congratulations, you've completed part 3, Page Control Objects and Navigation. We learned how to use the Navigation App Template in Page Control Objects, and how to add an app bar to navigate between pages using the WinJS Navigation Service.